It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
It's punchki season, and today my guest is Chef Rob Liani from the Coffee Time Bake Shop in Salem, Massachusetts, a destination for true punchkis.
We are talking about a special thing that happens, would you say, once a year, Rob?
Yeah, we start them in February and we make them till Easter.
And what is it that we're talking about?
We're talking about the punchki or punchki.
Punchki. Is that Polish derived?
Yes, that's kind of a Polish jelly donut. Traditionally, it was made on Fat Tuesday to use up all the like eggs and sugar and lard in the house that you would give up for Lent. But now we make them right through till Easter because people want them so much.
And are there different kinds of punchkis?
We make them with the fruit filling. The traditional is prune, but we also fill them with strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, and then the really good ones are the ones with real whipped cream as well as the fruit filling.
If I didn't know what a punchki looked like, can you describe it to me?
It looks kind of like a spherical donut, powdered on the outside, cut in half. There's fruit filling inside and real whipped cream. It almost kind of looks like a hamburger with the hamburger not being white. But
that sounds interesting.
Yeah, they're very, very rich dough. We make ours from scratch. There's a lot of sugar and flour and a lot of butter in that dough. It's made from scratch. We hand roll them into a sphere. They're proofed not all the way, so they're a little bit dense. It takes a long time to fry them. It takes about three times as long to fry one of those as a regular donut.
No kidding.
And as soon as they're out of the fryer, we sugar them while they're hot, so the sugar just kind of melts in.
Mm.
And then once they're cool, we sugar them again, then cut them in half, and then put in the fruit and the real whipped cream.
Get all the details. Visit The Daily Dish at toniaskitchen.com.